We're a podcast for the pair.
He's a superstar for the power. He goes long.
You just forget all about that game and push it to the side. And
like, yeah, I had shocking vibes the whole time.
The greatest sporting club on this earth.
Yes. Robbie Gray's kicked a big goal.
Great play from Tim Ginnivan.
Incredible bias.
I think we'll have a 20-point win.
Our man Ollie Wines is going to come out with 2 goals and a 35-toucher. And obviously a win by 5 goals.
A win by 5 goals?
Correct.
Nonsensical dribble.
Is there anything going through your head?
Is there anything in there at all, mate?
Oh, man, we've got to go himself.
We've paid for you to get own tattoo. Are we taking the absolute piss?
Unequivocal nothingness.
Brendan thinks 12 clearances is an all-time record.
Quarter time finish, and I said, I'm up and out of here.
We are back.
What a time!
We are the Port Adelaide pair.
All right, my ladies and my gentlemen, my name is Bryce.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Blake.
And I'm Brody.
You bloody beauty, we've got all four of us here. We are the Port Adelaide pair. Bit of a change up from last week when it was just me lonesome. Feels good to have some friends.
Or are you going to continue this solo, though? That is the question. Are you going to release your own podcast non-pair related after the positive fan feedback?
Tell you what, it did get my juices flowing. I don't know what the hell I'd talk about. Maybe some Tommy, maybe some School of Rock, maybe just some rock opera stuff I could get into.
No, it was very good, and great job on keeping the episodes flowing.
Yes, that's what I do for this group.
Absolutely. How'd we find the weekend, fellas? Good W.
Blake?
Is Brody there?
I didn't watch the game again.
Oh, dear.
Well, I didn't watch the game either.
Oh God.
Well, I will say it. All right. Well, I did watch the game.
Watched the game.
It was good to see us, you know, put the foot down a little bit. I mean,
yeah. Hey, Essendon were no like easy beats going into it. You know, I certainly, as I said last week, I thought it was going to be a 30-point loss again. So, I think full credit to the boys on that one.
Well, hang on. You insulted me when I said I put money on Essendon.
Yeah, I actually, and I realised, because I, in my tipping leagues, Blake, I thought I went 9 from 9. I tipped Essendon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. For some reason over the weekend, I thought for sure I tipped Port, but no. So just an 8 from 9 for me. So I apologise for that slander I gave you, Blake.
Thank you very much.
That's okay. Definitely good game. Definitely a good game.
Have you boys caught up on any of the highlights then? Do you know anything about what we're talking about?
I have caught up on some highlights. Looked like an absolute training drill. Some of those goals, pretty embarrassing stuff if you're an Essendon supporter. Actually made us feel a little bit better about the position we're currently in as a team.
I'd like to know if Brody watched any highlights.
I heard Mr. Corns on the TV say that we were good.
Okay, I think you can literally hang up the phone right now. You are going to provide zero.
I was working. I was working.
And Brody's been working since...
yeah, since Sunday afternoon. Night. Yeah. Jeez.
Well, no, the KO minis don't cut it.
They do. Anyway, shall we get onto the pair low then and get this one over and done with?
Yeah, I'd say so. Let's make it short, sharp, shiny.
One vote.
Dan Houston.
Yep, 32 touches, a goal, 5 tackles, 8 marks. Definitely, I think that first half for me was where he cemented a vote at least. Semi-tapered off in the second half, I think. Just only went at 70% efficiency, but... still a great game from him.
No, absolutely. Like you said, he seemed to be everywhere there in that first half. And yeah, I mean, he's that kind of general back there, so it's good to see him playing good footy.
Okay, right, well, am I like... Yeah. Is it just Brandon and I out here? Blake?
Well, I didn't watch the game. I think I mentioned that at the start of the episode. Brody, did you watch the game?
Yeah, nah.
Oh, okay. Okay, right. Well, let's get on to 2 votes then.
Well played by Houston, though. Well played.
Yeah.
Two votes, Zach Butters. Great game from Zachy.
Three goals, one, 25 touches, three tackles. He has really built some form in the last half of the season, I reckon. Just obviously a bit hampered with injuries to begin this season, and he's coming back in his fine form.
Absolutely. I think that game in particular showed, you know, how damaging his possessions can be. He actually had a ripping game. So, well-deserved of the two votes.
One thing about Zachy Butters, and this isn't based off that game just being, obviously, but what I do love about him is his ball use going inside 50. That is obviously a huge deficiency in our team. It's rare that you'll see him do the long bomb into the forward line, Zachy Butters. So, yeah, just thought I'd add some little commentary there for you guys.
Oh, well, welcomed. It was welcomed. Three votes.
Three votes. Jeremy Finlayson, come on down.
Yeah, and boys, I said at the start of this season, this man is ranked elite by Champion Data. He is elite. Two goals, 25 touches. His hit-outs were okay, I suppose, but I guess that's not really his... He only had six. He's damaging with the ball. I tell you what, yeah. He is damaging.
It also seemed like for a long time there, everything he touched turned into some form of goal. Especially in that last quarter, he would have had a fair few goal assists. How many clearances did he have?
Clearances, that sort of a stats man type thing. He had four.
Yeah, I mean, as a ruckman, that's a pretty big, you know, number.
No, for sure. And I think, you know, he was around the ground taking six marks. They were all up and down the ground as well. So, no, and a really, really good game from him. And it's great to see him come into this form, you know, at the end of this season. This is clearly a wash of a season. So let's get on track for next.
Well, you look at how he started the season
to
where he is now. It's just poles apart.
Do you think that this opens a bit of a interesting, I guess, door for next year in our ruck stocks? Where's his best position?
It's a valid question. With Scott Lysett theoretically back healthy,
you got to play. There have been games where we've been dominated in the ruck far too much. So I think as good as Finlayson can play, give him a role that sort of does still get him involved, but I think we still need the bigger body ruck to at least get some hit outs for cripe's sake.
Yeah, so it could be a second ruck type situation.
Yeah.
Like when old Jackson Trengrove used to go in there and just, you know, shake up a game a little bit.
Yeah.
Any honourable mentions for you fellas?
I mean, Rosie. Well,
I should say anything for in. Anything, yeah, for Bryce, I should
just,
say.
You know, goal. From Rosie, 28 touches, probably just deserves a mention. Wines, again, 31 touches. He's been stiff. You win a Brownlow, you get higher standards for the next season. 31 touches, six tackles. Like, he was everywhere as well. So those two probably get a mention. And Sammy Powell-Pepper with four goals.
How was little Jetty McEntee?
First quarter didn't do much and then started to... Yeah, one touch in the first and then... 4-2-6, so sort of got a lot of his stuff in junk time, but, you know, he did what Jed McEntee does, you know.
Shall we get on to Mark of the Week?
Well, let's just get an update on leaderboard heading into the final round of the season. The top two now cannot change, and the top... Like, they can't move either. So number one is cemented. Connor Rosie on 20 votes. Sam Powell-Pepper on 16 votes. Followed by Marshall on 12. Then we have Burton and Houston on 11. Boke and Wines on 10. And even Zachy Butters on 9 could potentially pinch a podium spot with a best on ground performance.
How would we do that with a 12, like with a tied? It'd be vibes base for the season, maybe?
Surely, yeah.
So congratulations to Connor for taking out the Pirlo. We'll give him a better congratulations next week, but well done.
Did anyone predict that at the start of the year?
We all tipped Houston, didn't we?
Nah, pretty sure we all picked someone different.
Yeah, I think we all picked...
I definitely said Houston.
I think I picked one. So, congratulations, Connor. Now we'll get on to Mark of the Week.
Mark of the Week. Didn't get any submissions for Mark of the Week, so yeah. No Mark of the Week.
Yeah, I generally struggled to actually think about a good one.
Yeah, no, I don't know if there was.
There was no standing out highlights anyway. No. So we'll just get straight on to Goal of the Week then.
Goal of the Week. Didn't get any submissions for Goal of the Week.
I honestly can't remember any that stood out, honestly.
Just give it to SPP then for kicking four.
Well, there wasn't there like a good team goal where like Dixon went between the legs and yada yada.
Yeah.
Who kicked that? Anyone know?
We'll give it to team. Dixon.
I'm pretty sure Georgiades finished it off.
Okay. Yeah. Georgiades.
Well, that was great.
I'm glad we did that.
Is there anything else you lads want to touch on regarding that one?
No.
Nat, move on. Let's try and get the other two boys involved in the chat. Big week. Last game of the season. Crazy to think.
Yeah. Showdown, baby.
Well, it really, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago it looked like it was just going to be an absolute nothing showdown. Mm. Now with Robbie Gray's retirement, I think it's taken on at least some form of meaning now.
Yeah, and I think Robbie did that on purpose. He could sense it was going to be a nothing showdown. He didn't want that, so he thought it's probably time to retire. So let's.
huge game.
If we lose this for Robbie, it is an absolute disgrace, and they don't deserve to walk off the field.
You're not wrong though, Blake. You are not wrong.
Correct.
You got to do it for Robbie Gray though, don't you?
One of the absolute greats, if not the great, of the AFL era, Port Adelaide. Where do you think he ranks in terms of that greatest ever?
I mean, he's top three without even second thought in your mind. He's top three. With any GOAT conversation, there's just always too many different factors to really nail it down to one.
Yep.
He's definitely in my eyes the best and most skillful player. You could probably make a case that Boak's perhaps just done it for slightly longer, played at that high level just slightly longer. And obviously you've got Treaders and, Wanganine as well to throw in there. Wanganine was pretty skillful too.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah,
good players. Good players. We probably don't need to do any talk about the Crows, obviously, but what are your predictions?
Robbie Gray, sixth showdown medal.
Yeah.
Oh, 1-5.
Wow.
Interesting.
Let's get good mix in the midfield, play a bit of time at four, kick three goals, 25 touches, secure it.
Yeah. Brodes, what are you thinking, mate?
I got a bad feeling about this
game.
I got a bad feeling about this game. I reckon... Robbie still gets a goal or two and gets a good reception and we get a good crowd. But I think, unfortunately, we let everyone down.
Oh, boy.
Jesus. Oh, boy. But the other thing is, I think we play better when there's zero pressure. Like, clearly that game was just the Essendon game was just a releasing of pressure. Who
Can
cares?
They still Let's jump us on risk. The ladder or not?
No, it's done. So it doesn't mean anything this game. So I think we will... We'll have a bit of fun with him, I think.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but the pressure's on for Robbie now, bro.
No, that's just like perceived pressure. You get over that in the first five minutes. Then it's football.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get it, Blake, okay? You never played these types of games.
I don't understand that at all.
No.
Well, Blake, what are your changes this week, mate? Have you thought about those?
I haven't thought about those because I didn't actually watch the game
on
the weekend.
Yeah.
So, no changes.
Yeah. No changes. So, Robbie stays out.
Yep, I think Gray comes back in. That's a good call. How was Georgiades?
That's serviceable.
He kicked a few.
Yeah, serviceable.
Okay. So holds his spot.
Yep.
All right. Well, we won't touch on that. We'll get straight on to Blake's quiz.
Yep.
It's Blake's quiz.
Had to do the quiz on Robbie Gray this week. Goes without saying. Let's get into it. Question one. His first year was in 2007. Did he play in the grand final?
No.
No.
Yes.
Correct.
That's one for Bryce Ball.
Correct. So his career was not stained by that game.
No.
Question two, multiple choice. What was the most touches he had in a game?
32.
36? It's a multiple choice. And whoever said that, you're out.
That's Bryce and Brandon. Goodbye.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, shut up.
36.
36, you idiot.
I didn't say shit.
42 or 45?
I think 42. He would have had one of those games in him.
I reckon 36.
39. Brody, correct. Who said 32?
Oh, I don't know.
That was Brandon.
most touches he's ever had.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, boy. Question three. He played in the midfield for a solid stint there. Anyways, question three. He kicked six in a game three times. Besides the 2018 showdown, name one of the other times.
Against Geelong. Oh.
Incorrect.
Against the Bulldogs.
Incorrect.
Ooh, I'm going to say against the Crows. Wait, what did you say?
Besides the 2018 showdown.
Well,
but that could have been a different...
That's a nothing.
Different
that's
Crows game.
Okay.
Who was
it? No points to anybody. So in 2011 versus Essendon and also 2017 versus Frio, he had 30 touches and six goals straight.
Sheesh.
That's a game.
Question four. How many goals did he kick in the third quarter of the 2014 semi-final?
I said five.
All incorrect. It was four.
Damn.
Instantly went to showdown.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's exactly... I didn't even listen to what game he was talking about, but...
It's the 2014 semi-final.
Yeah,
he
definitely kicked four. Fair enough.
Yeah. I believe that's Brody and Bryce on one.
Yep.
Last question. In what year did he win the AFL Coaches Association? Correct.
Wow.
Oh, tiebreaker.
Okay, tiebreaker. What number did he wear before number
17.
9?
17.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Brandon.
Woo! No way, Brandon, I got that.
That was
Brandon
definitely
from
Brandon.
Yeah. Oh,
well done, Brando. You deserve that one.
Thank you. Well, we'll get on to the who am I. First one is...
Robbie Gray.
It's a bit of a mathematical one here. What is the highest single-digit number in the decimal system? Two people.
This is Robbie Gray.
Robbie Gray.
Yes. Good. Brody was automatically eliminated, though, for yelling it out before the start.
Why
like
would
I
you
was.
Do Robbie Gray, though?
I'm because I just thought it was fitting. I thought it was fitting.
Thank
there's
you.
Anyway, the second clue was there's two people, this person and Bryce, both have done ACLs. One went on to be a teacher and never play footy again, and the other went on to be the greatest Port Adelaide, potentially.
Sorry, anyway. I am still coaching year five football, though. I'm still imparting my wisdom as best I can.
All right, let's get on to the finish this sentence. They could never, ever...
tear us apart.
Oh. Yep, that's the standard one, but what's a different answer?
Replace Robbie Gray.
Yes, I like it.
Make me happy inside.
The second to last one. The winner of the Port Adelaide Pair Spelling Bee is...
Brody.
Oh, is that next week?
Yep.
Is That's Blake part
exciting.
Of this?
I did.
Blake is part of it.
I was in the Ozspell challenge coming up in primary school, so feeling pretty confident about this one.
Didn't know how to spell pterodactyl, though, so.
Interesting. Maybe I'll chuck that one in there. All right. All right. Last one is, Robbie, I just want to say...
we love you.
Thanks for the memories.
Love you. Love you.
Interesting. There was one good answer out of all of that. But anyway, we'll have the spelling bee next week.
Yeah.
We can either do that in place of the Who Am I, or I can just do all three. But that's up to you guys.
Yeah, we certainly can. The Who Am I would have thought.
Hey, that means it's coming back.
I do have a parody that I did want to save to the end.
Wow.
It's regarding our man Robbie Gray, and I've actually changed one word in this entire song, well, the entire segment of the song, and I want you to join in with me for it. You've all seen Blades of Glory, correct?
Great movie.
Well, I know Brandon can join in because I know he did. You know how Will Ferrell says he's singing I Don't Want to Miss a Thing and he changes it in for Jimmy?
Yes, Jimmy.
He says, Robbie. I miss you, Jimmy. We're going to say, because I love you, Robbie.
Okay.
Do you think we can all do that? Blake and Brody, do you understand the assignment?
No, I'm very lost.
It'll be like, because I love you, Robbie, and I don't want to miss a thing. It'll be like that. Right. Okay.
Gotcha.
So let's just go for it. Wait for it. I'm playing it now. What a banger.
Stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping. While you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every man with you is a moment I treasure. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, Robbie. I don't want to miss a thing. Even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream will never do. Because I love you, Robbie. I don't want to miss a thing. Okay, we can never do that again because there was a serious lag going on there.
I think it was just Blake lagging, wasn't it?
What?
I was lagging too.
Sounded
bang on in my ears is all I'm saying. I was hitting those notes.
Oh, well, boy. I tell you what, that could sound disastrous.
That's all right.
Auto-tune on that one.
I did biff the entryway into the chorus.
You
but
did?
That's what happens. That's what happens when it's semi-live. I'll never get one out perfect. It's a no, 1.5 pairs for me. Love you. Get out to the game,
bastard. It's Brandon signing off.
All right. Brody has signed off already. Beautiful.
All right.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Hooroo.
It's a hooroo for me.